ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायण। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री सदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय अनुरोध प्रणाम्स विद द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स नितलाई श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव, नितलाई श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत श्री वामन गोस्वाई महाराज Shrivadev, to entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga, to our guardians and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis present today. So the question asked, so the Vaishnavas, they just said now that during this Annavasar Kal, which is during this time when Jagannath, as we heard, the day before was Jagannath's Nan Yatra. So we hear that Jagannath, he fell sick after this bathing ceremony. And we heard that his falling sick was actually a pretext. He only wanted to be served by the Vrajadevis during these 2 weeks. Therefore, we hear that during these 2 weeks, all the Daitapatis, they serve him during these 2 weeks there. Because Jagannath, he tells Lakshmi Devi that, now I've been eating whatever you've cooked throughout the year. Now I need some change also. So now also I'm a little sick. So I'll take some medicine. And then this way he locks himself inside. And there we hear that all Daitapatis there or who are in the mood of the Vrajagopis, they come and they serve him there in various ways. They prepare all these different types of medicines, these herbs, and also all the things that Jagannath likes. And this way, the Lakshmi Devi thinks that they're treating him, but actually, they're giving him everything he likes so much. So we heard that history that when Vidyapati went looking for Neel Madhav, and when Lalita's help, and Lalita and her father Vishwavasu, when they helped Vidyapati, then anyhow Vidyapati he had darshan of Neel Madhav, and then the three logs of wood, they appeared on the ocean, which even Indradumna could not have his soldiers pull to the shore. So then eventually he had Vidyapati and Lalita. These three devotees, they themselves pulled these three logs of wood ashore. And in this way, it was said that the servants from Vidyapati's Brahmin wife, they will be the Pandavas there and they will serve Jagannath throughout the year, while the descendants of Vidyavati's wife from this Sabar caste, which is Lalita, her children and her descendants, they will especially serve Jagannath during this time. And it is said that they are especially in the moods of the Vrajavasis. They follow in their footsteps. So therefore, during these 2 weeks, they are always serving Jagannath so much. So we hear that Mahaprabhu, when he cannot have darshan of Jagannath during these 2 weeks because of this illness pastime that Jagannath exhibits. So who is Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidur and Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidur. And Jagannath is Rajendranandan Shamsundar himself. One may think that if he is Dwarkadish, then as Dwarkadish he should not be feeling separation, because if we see, Dwarkadish does not take one step out of Dwarka. Just as Vrajendranandan Shamsundar does not take one step out of Vrindavan, he also does not take one step out of Dwarka. And we see in Gopakumar's journey to Dwarka, eternal Dwarka, there we see that Dwarkadish is actually very happy there. We don't see him in the eternal Dwarka Dham, we don't see him suffering in separation from the Vrajavasis. And there we see that sometimes even Dwarkadish, he dresses up as Krishna also with his flute, and he's even going cowherding, like only as a pastime. But this could not make Gopakumar happy. So similarly, we see here that during this Prakat Leela especially, we see that there is a special pastime where Krishna, although he is Dwarkadish, still it is said that when the pastimes of the Rajavasis are being spoken, then Rajendranandan Shamsundar himself situates himself within that personality there during Prakat Leela. Because this is a speciality of Prakat Leela. In Prakat Leela, we see that all the different moods are especially relished by Krishna during this pastime in his Prakat Braj. So therein we see that Jagannath being absorbed in that mood, there is Rajendranandan Shamsundar himself, who has left Krishna and who has gone to Mathura and Dwaraka. And there, who is he feeling separation from? Especially from Srimati Radhika. And Mahaprabhu, who is he? He is Radha Bhava Dyuti Solitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. He is Krishna himself, but still, he is covered by the complexion of Srimati Radhika and her mood. Therefore, his heart is completely absorbed in this Radha Bhav. And we see that Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna Bhav Vidur. He is only suffering in separation from Krishna. Therefore, without seeing his Prananath, how could he even maintain his life? And when Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath, what would he say? He'd say that, oh, Vigra Nahi Tumi Sakshat Rajendranandan Shamsundar. He'd say that, oh, you're not just a wooden deity, but you're Shamsundar himself. And when Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath, he would see him as Shamsundar, Rajendranandan Shamsundar, not having his Shankha Chakra and Gadha Padmadhar. He would see him as Krishna himself. Therefore, we see sometimes Jagannath's two hands, which bear the symbols, no, which bear the symbols of this conch and disc, sometimes they're covered by a cloth. Sometimes we see that in our Gaudiya Vaishnav line especially, they cover his hands with a cloth. Because Mahaprabhu especially wants to see him as Shamsundar. And we see sometimes Mahaprabhu, he would not even look at Baladev and Subhadra so much. He would only see at Jagannath. He would only look at him. Because we see that Baladev and Subhadra, Radharani, she cannot be in the presence of Baladev and Subhadra also. Because Baladev is like a father. He's like a fatherly figure to Srimati Radhika. Therefore, she cannot be where he is. Therefore, sometimes Baladev Prabhu, realizing that Radha and Krishna want to meet each other, he slowly goes away from there. Like we see in Kurukshetra, we see that when Radharani and all the Vrajavasis came from Vrindavan, therein we see that Radha and Krishna were meeting each other there. But still, Radharani said, oh, I'm not happy here. Why? Because you're not happy here. Rather, I want to see you underneath the Kadamba tree, playing the fifth note on your flute on the bank of the Yamuna. I want to see you there, not here. Because I know here you're not happy. And here, how can their meeting even take place? Because there, Krishna, he is the king of kings. He's surrounded by all his soldiers, by his generals, by his army. Devaki and Vasudev, they're present there. Krishna's Vasudev Nandan there, not Nandanandan. No, he's there, he's known as Devaki Nandan, Vasudev Nandan. In fact, when Yashoda came to meet Krishna there, when Krishna and Yashoda Devi were speaking to each other, there, Devaki, she said, oh, Yashoda, although Krishna is not your son, still you looked after him as though he were your son. So I'm so indebted to you, she said. For 10 years you looked after him in such a way. How can I express my gratitude to you? So when Rohini heard this, she said, what is she saying? She's going to disturb the entire mood here. Immediately, Rohini, she told Devaki, or Devaki, let's go from here. Many guests are coming, we have to receive them. And she took Devaki away from there. And there, Krishna, being more than 100 years old, 125 years old, still he was sitting on the lap of Yashoda and he was drinking her breast milk there. And then Yashoda saw that Radharani and all the gopis were waiting outside. So then she realized, oh, I have to make them also meet Krishna. I cannot be selfish. So immediately she also left. And then Radha and Krishna and all the gopis, they met each other there. And there we hear all these different pastimes that took place there, where Krishna is saying, oh, just as all the elements are present within this, just as a pot made of earth, already there is no need for it to be separately distinguished as being the element earth, because the earth element is already inherent within it. Similarly, I'm already within your very being, Krishna said. There's no separation between us. I'm already within you, he said. So he was speaking Lord Tattva Siddhanta. But the gopis, they were thinking, what is he saying? And the gopis said, oh, all this Tattva Siddhanta you keep to yourself. We don't need any of this Tattva Siddhanta. In fact, your Tattva Siddhanta is like an old torn cloth. And what should you do with this cloth? take this cloth and throw it in the ocean there in Dwarka. And that cloth, anyhow, it will go float. Anyhow, it will be dissolved within that salty ocean. Or if you do not wish to do that, then leave that cloth in the river, and that it will flow down to Kashi, where all the Mayavadis, they'll take that cloth and they'll honor that cloth. What is that cloth? The cloth of Tattvagyan. The gopi said, we have no liking, we have no inclination towards listening to such Tattvagyan. We want to forget you when you are saying that you are within us, you are always with us. Don't speak such words. This is causing us more pain. Rather than pacifying us, this is actually causing us more pain to our hearts, he said. So instead, the gopis and Srimati Radhika and Krishna had many conversations there. So there Radharani saw that Krishna was not happy here. So immediately, what did they do? By the chariot of their hearts, no, they took Krishna away from there, from Kurukshetra. They said, oh, we know we are not happy here. All these years we never came to see you because we thought you were happy here. But still now we see you are not happier in the smallest way. So immediately sit with us. Immediately you sit on the chariot of our hearts and we'll take you away to Vrindavan there. No, Radharani said, if you want to make me happy, then you must be in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan, I know, is like your heart and soul. So you must come back there. Mane mane eka kari jane. In this way, they took Krishna away from there. So we see that Mahaprabhu, when he's in Jagannath Puri, he's experiencing all these bhavs for Srimati Radhika there. Especially. Because Jagannath Puri is Vipralamba Kshetra. It is the abode of separation there. And there, what kind of separation? The separation which reaches the highest level that we can possibly imagine. There's Rood, Adirood, Modan, Madan, Madanakya Mahabhav. So Mahaprabhu is experiencing this Madanakya Mahabhav there. No, he especially came to this world to relish these moods of Srimati Radhika there. And therein is, when Srimati Radhika is present there in Kurukshetra, Mahaprabhu is also absorbed in those self-same moods. So in this way, when he cannot see Krishna there for those 2 weeks, then all that separation that Srimati Radhika felt from Krishna, when Krishna left to Mathura and Dwaraka for more than 100 years, not being able to see him, until the day she met him on the occasion of the lunar solar eclipse. All those years of separation that Srimati Radhika was feeling, Mahaprabhu was feeling within those 2 weeks. All those years of separation there. So therefore he said, oh, now I can no longer stay here, he said. Now I have to leave, he said. Then he said, take me somewhere. And then, as we know, the associates of Mahaprabhu, they were very worried that Mahaprabhu might do something drastic, like jumping into the ocean and something. So then they said immediately, they told Govinda, you take him to Alarnath there. Alarnath. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, he was taken there to Alarnath there. So we see that there, having darshan of Alarnath there, Mahaprabhu, his heart was pacified a little there by having darshan of his Prananath there. So one may think, oh, Alarnath is like Narayan, like Vishnu. No, Mahaprabhu, if he saw Jagannath, is also like four-handed there. And if he saw him as Krishna, then why will he not see Alarnath as Krishna? So in this way, when Mahaprabhu saw him there, he was completely absorbed also. And anyhow, his separation was little pacified. But then still, sometimes, even that separation, it rather than being pacified, it would increase more and more. Because we see that the separation that Srimati Radhika was feeling there, at Uddhav Kyari, Mahaprabhu, who is he? He's Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika herself. So he's also experiencing the moods of Srimati Radhika as Vrishabhanu Nandini. He's also experiencing the moods of Srimati Radhika as Vyogini Radhika. And she's at Uddhav Kyari. And he's also experiencing the separation of Srimati Radhika as Samyogini Radhika when she's in Kurukshetra. So he's experiencing the separation of Srimati Radhika in all her three forms. So sometimes when he's there, although his heart is pacified, still sometimes what happens? All these different moods of separation of Srimati Radhika, immediately they come on his heart. And immediately they start crashing in his heart like waves crashing against each other. No, like Madhavendra Puri, when he uttered this shlok, this Ayadina Dayadranatha He Mathura Natha Kadavalokshase, in this verse, Srimati Radhika, she's experiencing her moods, saying, oh, Ayadina Dayadranatha. She's saying, oh, Krishna, who are you? You're Deen. You're Dayardranath. You're Deen Dayardranath means you're especially merciful to those who are suffering in separation from you. And you're Dayardranath means your heart is always melting in Daya, in compassion. But then Srimati Radhika, when she's having this one particular mood arising there, Then another mood comes. No, there she thinks, oh, now Krishna has become very arrogant. He's not listening. Why? Because he's Mathuranath. There. She's, you're Mathuranath, so therefore your heart has become hard now. You're surrounded by all your queens, all the princesses there. So therefore in their separation, in their meeting, you're while meeting them, you've forgotten us. But still you don't remember us even once. Srimati Radhika, she's telling Krishna. You don't remember us like, sometimes you may tell the queens of Mathura that, oh, the Brajadevis are not as beautiful as any of you. You are all so much more beautiful than the Brajadevis. At least in that way you don't remember us. Or sometimes you can say, oh, these garlands that you make are not as beautiful as the garlands that the gopis make. The garlands they make is so much more beautiful. At least in this way you don't remember us, Srimati Radhika is saying. And in this way, she's addressing him as Mathuranath. And she's saying, oh, Kalavalokshase, when will you cast your merciful glance upon us? Again, another mood is appearing within her heart. This is called Bhavshabalya. First, all these different moods are arising like Sanchari Bhavs, like different waves in the ocean. There, one wave is arising and then another wave arises. This other wave goes down, another wave arises. And then she says, Kim Karomyaham, when will you manifest yourself within me? When will you give your darshan to me? Then there's Bhav Shanti. So in this way, Mahaprabhu is relishing all these moods of Srimati Radhika's separation is appearing within his heart. No, so many different, like we see there also, no, there's one more verse that is also described there, the next verse. Hey Krishna Karunai Kabando, Hey Krishna. This way we see that Madhavendra Puri, again he's praying, oh Krishna, your Karunaika Sindhu, your notion of compassion, still you're not showing yourself to us. And then in this way, all these different moods are arising there. And then Mahaprabhu is just absorbed there. And especially he's absorbed in the mood of Vyogini Radhika there. Where Srimati Radhika is lying on a bed of flowers and she's overcome by this separation. This separation is such that even a cause of happiness becomes a cause of great distress. And a cause of distress becomes a cause of great happiness. Like sometimes we see that when Srimati Radhika, she's looking at Krishna going cowherding on the banks of Govardhan, there Srimati Radhika, she's actually standing on the rocks of Govardhan. And these rocks of Govardhan are actually so hot and they're so painful for the feet. But still, because she's having the darshan of Krishna there, the same cause of distress is becoming great cause of happiness there. Because she's having the darshan of Krishna. And sometimes when she cannot see Krishna, then anything which is meant to be actually pleasing to her, that becomes a cause of great distress for her in this way. So in this way, Mahaprabhu while being absorbed in this Radha Bhav, then what happens? He's lying down. And what happens? When he's even lying down on these rocks there, and these rocks start melting. Why? Because this is one symptom of Mahabhav. One symptom of Mahabhav is that even these moods of Mahabhav is also transmitted into the objects that lie nearby. This is called Swasamvedya Dasha. Swasamvedya Dasha means this same mood that is being experienced is also transmitted into the entities which are present nearby. So you can say, oh, how can these rocks how can this prem be transmitted into these rocks? We must know that these rocks are also sentient beings. Why? There are different types of consciousness. There is Sankushit Chetan, Mukulit Chetan, Vikasit Chetan, Puna Vikasit Chetan. So Sankushit Chetan is actually seen in these rocks. There are also living entities whose consciousness is very contracted. The consciousness is not blossoming, like Mukulit or fully blossoming or more blossoming, no. Therefore, this Savsamedha Dasha of Mahaprabhu is being transmitted into the rocks also. Therefore, Lochandas Thakur and all the Guruvarga have sung, no. That Pashupakki Jure Pashana Vidare. That even Pashan, even stones melt because of this prem of Mahaprabhu. And therefore, Mahaprabhu, while he's absorbing these moods of Mahabhav, all these rocks are melting there. And then all the devotees are seeing all these different moods of Mahaprabhu and they're trying to pacify him. How? By singing all these kirtans of Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govind, Villamangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrit, and then Chandidasa's kirtans, Vidyapati's kirtans, And they said, trying to pacify Mahaprabhu, trying to bring him back to consciousness. Because they cannot tolerate Mahaprabhu in this mood of separation. And then in this way, we see that our Guru Varga, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur also, when he went there, it is mentioned in his biography. It is mentioned there that when he went there, he also became absorbed in this Mahabhav. Normally, Prabhupada, he was very grave. He would never show his internal moods could never be understood by the others. He was very grave. But when he came to this place, it is said that his gravity was subdued. Now he could no longer maintain his composure. This pastime of Mahaprabhu served as an uddipan for him to also become absorbed in Mahabhav. And he also started weeping and crying in separation. And all these different Ashtasattvic bhavs, they started appearing on him in fully blazing state. Fully blazing state, like Suddipta. Means all his hairs on his body were standing on end. And then when this, he was weeping so much. And then in this way, his pranvayu was mixing with all the different elements, mixing with the element fire. Then he was perspiring so much, mixing with the element air. He was weeping so much, mixing with the element sound. His throat was getting choked. He was giving a gurgling sound. Mixing with the element earth, he became stunned in ecstasy. In this way, all these different symptoms of ecstasy appeared there and within him. Therefore, he also established a Gaudiya Math there, Sri Brahma Gaudiya Math. Because Brahmaji, he came and he performed tapasya there, it is said. In one hill there, he came and he performed tapasya to have darshan of Mahaprabhu. So this way, anyhow, Mahaprabhu stayed there for 2 weeks. And then as we know, when this Netrotsav, like we heard, one day before Rath Yatra, there is Netrotsav, where everyone can come and embrace Jagannath and have his darshan. Jagannath is looking everywhere. The Vaishnavas have said that Jagannath does not have eyelids. So he doesn't blink. We blink always, but Jagannath, he doesn't blink. His eyes are always wide open. Why? Because he wants to see who is coming to take part in this festival of taking him back to Vrindavan. So with unblinking eyes, he's looking everywhere. Who's coming? Who's coming? And this way, when Mahaprabhu has darshan of Jagannath, then Jagannath is looking at him, then Radha and Krishna, they're meeting each other. So in this way, we see that all these moods that have been described by Kaviraj Goswami, by our Guru Varga, Mahaprabhu is relishing them. And this way, as practicing devotees or whatever we may call ourselves, we can only hope that just a small fragment, we cannot even say a drop, we cannot even have that courage to say a drop, like except for the Vaishnava in front of us, I mean we cannot even have that courage, you know, so we can only say that, oh, except for a drop of a drop, we can only pray, that can enter our hearts and try to understand these moods that Mahaprabhu relished there in Jagannath Puri. Manchal Kalpataru Vishya Kribhasan Veja Vithanam Bhavani Vivishnu Vyav Namah Namah.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Shri Guru Maharaj Dwaru Panduga Guru Varga and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So now we are in this period of Anavasar for 2 weeks, like 15 days. There's no darshan of Jagannath. And we can understand how wonderful these celebrations in Jagannath Puri temple. Before the appearance of Mahaprabhu, these things are happening and these things are going on. But it's only when Mahaprabhu came And now, as followers of Mahaprabhu, now we can appreciate, oh, these festivals have so much deep meanings. It's like, why is there Ratha Yatra? Why is this Chandan Yatra? Why, what is this Snan Yatra? All these things. There are like 12 major festivals in Jagannath Puri temple. It starts with Snan Yatra, that's the appearance of Jagannath. And it ends with Chandan Yatra. So it's a cycle calendar. And of course, very famous festival is this Rath Yatra. Jagannath, we know, Lord of the Universe, very merciful. But not everyone can go inside, have his darshan. There's all these restrictions. But during Snan Yatra, then that is one of the time everyone can have darshan of Jagannath. Those who cannot go inside temple, they can have darshan of Jagannath. And more than this is this Rath Yatra. Jagannath himself goes out and people can have his darshan. But before this Rath Yatra, before Jagannath goes out, then, and that is like meeting time. Before that, then there's this festival of for separation. 15 days, no darshan of Jagannath. And we can understand, we're learning this from our Guru Varga, that if there's no separation, then meeting will not be enhanced. Also, without meeting, because it always starts with meeting. Without meeting, then what is the separation? So first there has to be meeting. And actually for us, especially for sadhakas, this separation is very, very important, very helpful. Why? Because this is like a fuel for bhajan. But this is not our goal. Like no one wants to have this desire to be separated from. We're already separated so much from Krishna, and also as far as Radha and Krishna is concerned, we never want them to be separated. We want them to meet. But we can understand from pastimes of Mahaprabhu the importance of this separation. So during this time, from this Purnima of Snan Yatra, from that time, then the first day of this Shravan Mass, Vaman Mass, up to new moon, like no darshan of Jagannath. Oh, and on the new moon day, then that is the darshan day. So then on that day, you can understand, if you go Jagannath Puri, then you can say, oh, in that evening time, like first darshan, it's like, oh, so much people, everyone's so anxious, you know, just to meet Lord Jagannath. So during this time, because Mahaprabhu cannot have darshan, then where he goes? He goes to Brahmagiri, like 20 kilometers southwest or southeast of Jagannath Puri. By mercy of Vaishnavas, they have brought us there. And even we got darshan also of Alarnath. So Mahaprabhu goes there and had this darshan of Alarnath. Alarnath also, he said originally this is Alavarnath, the deities of Alvars. Now he has four arms. So what is this? Like what Mahaprabhu like having to do with like Narayan, like four arms? You know, he's a worshiper or he's a devotee of Krishna, like Mudav Radha. Our Guru Varga actually have explained that there's a place near Govardhan. I forgot the name. Paitagon. During Raslila, then Krishna disappeared. Then all the gopis, they're going around like, oh, where is Krishna? Like this, going all over. And so then it so happened, it said that Krishna wanted to to see and test the gopis. You know, they're going to many trees. Where is Krishna? Then he show himself in the form of Narayan. And see then, and this we can see, Mahaprabhu mentioned this to devotees of in South India, you know, to the parents of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It's like, look at the gopis. Like, first, look at Lakshmi. Lakshmi can leave Narayan to go to Krishna. Actually, she desires to meet and to enter in Rasa Lila. She can leave. But look at the gopis. During that time, they were looking for Krishna. Narayan appeared to them. Krishna disguised as Narayan with four arms. And look, the gopis, they were not attracted to Narayan. Rather, when they see Narayan, they prayed to him, please, like, help us to find Krishna, like this. So they are just exclusively, so much of this mamata for Krishna. But we know that when Radharani came, then Krishna also, he cannot control himself. His two arms, like he's got four arms. The other two arms disappeared because now Radha has come. So it is said that this place in Brahmagiri, this is not different to this place in Paitagaon. When Mahaprabhu is there, he's like absorbing this mood, looking for Krishna. And then seeing this deity, remembering this pastime of the gopis and seeing Narayan like this. Then we know that after this, then Mahaprabhu returns to Puri, and again, with the devotees, they meet Lord Jagannath. Now, very interesting, we know Jagannath Puri is a place of separation. But for the devotees of Mahaprabhu, Jagannath is this Jagannath Puri is like a place of meeting. Because, you know, Mahaprabhu, he is in Navadvip. He took sannyas. He left them. And he's staying in Jagannath Puri. Many devotees, it is only in this time of Rath Yatra that they can meet with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu allowing them to stay. After Rath Yatra, sometimes they stay up to Kartik. After that, then they leave. But yeah, because Mahaprabhu telling them to leave. So always they're anticipating, oh, we should come back to Puri. And in this way, they meet with Mahaprabhu. So both are here. But then they're meeting with Mahaprabhu, but then they are taught by Mahaprabhu, like how to see Lord Jagannath. We've just heard Jagannath, we've seen that he is Vrajendranandan Krishna. Especially which aspect of Vrajendranandan Krishna? The Vyogi, Samyogi Krishna. Just as Radharani has three moods. Of course, original Vrishabhanu Nandini. But that Vrishabhanu Nandini, in Naimittik Lila, in the pastimes in the Prakat Lila, when she separated from Krishna, she's in Braj, but Krishna left by pastime. Then Radha in separation. That is, and like in Uddhav Kyari, as what witnessed by Uddhav, oh, so much like madness from separation. This is mood of Vyogini Radha. Later on, there is that Radharani meeting with Krishna, but outside Braj. That Radharani outside Braj and meeting with Krishna, that is Samyogini Radha. So when we talk about Mahaprabhu relishing all the moods of Radharani, we have to understand, we heard this. Mahaprabhu is the fulfillment of Krishna's desires. What these three desires? What is that? To understand the glories of Srimati Radharani, to understand his own sweetness that Radharani is relishing, and also aside from like understanding and tasting that himself, then it's understanding like what is this happiness that Radharani is experiencing, tasting Krishna's sweetness. These three things, Mahaprabhu is relishing this. These things Krishna are not relish. But we have to understand, Mahaprabhu, even in eternal Navadvip, he is relishing these things. So he is relishing all this Madanakya Mahabhav, all these moves of Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha, he is relishing. And really, there's no need for Mahaprabhu to come here to relish all these things. And we know Mahaprabhu came here because of the call of Advaita Acharya. But one thing, open secret. When we talk about all the moods of Radha, to taste that, there is this special mood that's only found in the Naimittik Lila. That is when so-called Krishna leave Braj. That is when this moods of Vyogini Radha and Samyogini Radha, these two moods, this is part, this is only tasted in Naimittik Lila. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has to come. And therefore, in his coming, then really he's tasting all the moods of Radharani. Not just Vrishabhanunandini Radha, but these moods of Vyogini and Samyogini. And where is he tasting this? In Jagannath Puri. So, by mercy of our Guru Varga, then we can somehow some understanding, and we're praying that really we can enter into a deep bhajan under their guidance and following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Guru Varga, then we can render service into this Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha and Krishna. Bancha kalpataru yasya kripaha sindhu yavacha patitanam pavanivyo Vaishnava.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य गणाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः वदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः जय सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीवी गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जाते विघ्ननाश अभीष्ट पुरन महाभाव स्वरूपतम कृष्ण प्रिया वरियसी प्रेम भक्ति प्रदेवी राधिके तांग नमाम्यहम् राधे वृंदावनाधीशे करुणामृतवाहिनी कृपया निज पदाब्ज दास्यमयं प्रदीयतं वन्दे नंद ब्रजे स्त्रीनां पादरेणुमभीक्ष्णश जसां हरि कथोद्गीतं पुनाति भुवनत्रयं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन कारिणी सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्ट गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय ब्रजदेवीगण की जय समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल नाउ इज जगन्नाथ देव अनवसर काल He not giving darshan. He not meeting with anybody. Meanings, he is saying, I am giving many persons, many way, many advice and order and instruction. Ananya chintan tumang, je jana parjipasate. Also, Krishna saying, oh, gopis are only ananya. But I can follow. this method and this way. Now I am practicing 15 days, I am not meeting with anybody, not looking, not giving darshan, nothing. Only eternal service for only Dvaitapati there is came. In all door is closed, no there entrance also Mahalakshmi. She can cook for Jagannath. Jagannath not eating also. She eating for going, then meeting, then I am lost my all personal treasure. I can meet. I am not giving darshan also. Inside is only this Dvaita Patiyuti is meeting. They are serving. And other side, Maharaj Indradumna, his Jagannath appears after Sanjatra, his birthday, Mahabhishek, after it is installing. And Jagannath is gone inside, Jagannath not giving darshan. Closing gate. He says, Maharaj, not possible, I am not giving darshan you. No seva. Mahalakshmi cooking? No. Any Panda Brahmin coming? No. No allow anybody. Then Maharaj thinking, who is serving? Just now installing duties, Mahabhishek, and now door is closed. Not one day, two day. Devivani, sky sound is hearing, 15 days I am not opening. I am resting. Who will be there? Then Maharaj asking this Vidyapati, Vishabasu, the Sevak. Then Dvaitapati's Brahmin sons, Brahmin's wife too with his children, there is Panda Pujari, Sringari, Supakar Rasoi, cooking, everything. But other side, Lolita's sons and children, they have no adhikars for seva. Vishabasu's own generation, Lolita's sons, but they have no adhikar. Jagannath saying, these 15 days, Nanjatra Devu, I am appears. Now first, seva will be my Dvaitapati. Vishabasu's daughter, children. They are forest and jungle Adivasi, but they have natural love. They know Veda Mantra which is worshipping, Brahma installing with Veda Mantra, giving Brahmins for many etiquette, many rule, regulation, this and that. But I like natural love. I don't like this rule, regulations. Telling Vidhi Marga Ratajani, Sadhinata Ratnodani, Ragmarge Koran Prabhis, Raga Basavarti Hue, Parokya Bhavasre, Lobhejiv Krishna Pramavis. That meaning is not Ushrinkhal. Sudhi Sriti Puranadi Pancharatra Bidding Bina, Oikantiki Haribhakti Utpatariva Kalpati. Sruti Sriti Puran Upanishad Ved Shastra Rule Regulation necessary. This is not you crossing and neglecting. Otherwise, everything will be hospitable. All things will be destroyed. But Jagannath saying, these rules and regulations which is and can control me by love is natural love, that things is very sweet and nectar giving me, and I am like this. I am Vishabasu's daughter Lalita and Lalita's sons, and they are following Vishabasu. And Vishabasu, how serving continue Nilamadhav. Then 15 days, these children are, Dvaitapati are serving, giving him roots and fruits, only water and herbs, honey, and giving butter with his milk and honey, they making drinks and giving herbs. Jagannath become young, meaning strong. They have natural love, they all collecting and giving. Jagannath with them, they are massaging Jagannath every day. And they are serving and staying with Jagannath. not distance to. They have no other room. They are not going outside. They are not eating any grains. They are not going outside. Continue with him. Panda Pujari is serving, but after night time they locking door and going out. Alone Jagannath. Afternoon, possible they puja, bhoga, arati, everything finished, they locking, they going. But Dvaitapatis are never left Jagannath. Not one second for. Jagannath like them. Therefore, next 15 days, Netrosav Navajovan. Jagannath very happy within 15 days. After Jagannath, for the making car, rath. And car with is Jagannath going jungle, Sundarachal, non-Nilachal, no in temple. Say, I'm going garden house. I'm, there is some staying and playing, and there I am. Sometime recreation after I'm coming back. Mahalakshmi very sad. Jagannath, he is in Sundarachal, and there everyday flower decoration, banbhojan, forest and jungle, there are many things. The cooking, not one preparation, 100,000 preparation. Very choiceful, not like Mahalakshmi, only dal and rice. Every day, sometime malpua, sometime khichadi, kheer. Oh no, Jagannath eating all Brajavasis cook and foods. Free, everybody bringing, cooking and giving. He eating. With everybody, eating also giving. Do you eat, I am eating. Jagannath remembering that Brajalila. Now, Mahalakshmi very disturbed. Where gone? When coming? 15 days not opening gate. Now he is gone, he not coming. Coming and no coming, never coming. Then she is arranging, very angry. Father near complaining. Then she is taking all, puja panda, all. Midnight, she is within gold palanquin and all light and lamp and this and that with his all soldier and all weapons with his attacking Jagannath and garden house to bring him back. But she cannot find, she cannot watch. After where she looking, only good smell and flower decoration. She is gone there searching for, looking Jagannath hiding inside flower. Jagannath say, you giving me gold and pearls and diamond and this and that, all stone. Your heart is stone, you are stone, giving offering stone. I know like. I like Kishala, pool, flower, fruits, water, nature, everything. But you never giving me. Only this much flower giving, one Tulsi garland giving. And here is Tulsi garden, forest. Vrindavan, Vrindadu is garden. All garden, I'm very happy here. See, you not coming, then I complain my father. Your Dharkapuri destroyed, now your this Nilachal, Khetrapuri, Khetradham also is destroying everything. Then you understanding. So, okay, go, you complain your father, go. Ladies, crocodile tears. Crying and mouth is big swelling for everything. How can controlling Jagannath? Jagannath not small crocodile food. She's crying. After very angry, but tying in other Jagannath sevak, sevikas, but nobody care. After she is very angry, Jagannath says, okay, you go back. Sometime after I'm coming. Then she's not going straight away. She going, oh, jungle, wrong way, oh, village, this, oh, very shy. All lamp is off, turned off, and she's secret hiding and gone. Mahaprabhu, these 15 days, no darshan Jagannath. That time Mahaprabhu gone this Alarnath. That place is called Brahmagiri. Maharaj Indradhanu, he is looking, Jagannath, it is installing, but Jagannath closing gate, no giving darshan, no seva. Then he is gone with bank of ocean, he is doing tapasya. Please, you give me darshan. Then Jagannath giving darshan with his Alarnath, Narayan Swarup with his. He is giving darshan. He say, only you coming for darshan. With you I have relation. Nobody more coming. Brahma doing tapasya austerity. I am giving this Brahmagiri darshan him, and he is coming my near, discussing with me and following me. But you cannot send anybody, not disturbing me. I am alone staying here. All jungle, hill station, very nice area, Bank of Ocean. I'm very happy here. No disturbance. Then Gundicha Devi saying, oh Maharaj, this is my fault. 15 days after broken, I'm giving order to be broken for door. After this Jagannath half deity come. After he not giving darshan and mercy. You doing tapasya, he give you darshan. Now she doing tapasya, she saying, oh please, you also give me permission for darshan, seva for. Then Alalnath telling, only darshan for one condition. You are will be ananya, no other with your relation, then you come in my near. Then she say, okay, I'm agree. So, okay, agree then, you are Kishori, Kumari, yeah, your marriage, yeah, widow, what is Swarup? Say, husband, my marriage, my Indradhanu Maharaj, my husband. Say, then, you have a relation with this Indradhanu Maharaj, no possible coming my near. You can't have all relation, you will be free from everything, then you coming clean and then. Then she say, okay, for your darshan, but I'm, as a choice, your, I'm everything following. Then she's opening bangles, wearing white cloth, everything clean, throwing all relation cut. Say, okay, now give me darshan, but no. Why? Your nose is nakshana, nose ring. This marriage after Odisha, yeah, in Vedic rules, nose is outside, no. Outside ring, no. Like Western country, hair ring, everywhere ring ceremony. Not only finger. But there, this nose inside middle places, they giving ring. This marriage. And this UP, this side, toes ring. This finger, feet has fingers, that they are giving ring. Then marriage. Otherwise, also Bengal, this crunch, sankha, many rules. So then she's taking away, nakshana. I am taking out my nose ring also. She's throwing all. Then she's gone, darshan for Purna Brahma darshan. He is giving darshan. Then she is crying and praying. Please, how can I be serving and pleasing forever? See, I like only milk and make milk preparation. Nice butter, sweet kheer, laddu, sandesh, rasgulla, rabdi, khoa, kheer, I like. Then she is saying, okay, I am arranging 100 family Brahmins and many cows. There are a lot of hill station, cows are grazing, a lot of milking, and every day making for you nice kheer, rabdi, all tasteful things. Now she's saying, I like Braja Gopis are serving, same, you give me more, I'm continue serving you. That time, she is morning to evening. She is milking, after making yogurt, after churning, making butter. She is offering bhoga. 100 family Brahmins, they are serving. One time, all families has like time fixed. This time your seva, this time your seva, this time your seva, like this service. Somebody messaging, somebody dressing, somebody doing abhishek, somebody offering cooking, bhoga, cleaning, garden is watering, everything. Why? Brahmin is clean and pure. One day, one Brahmin seva, his party, his time, his outside is gone, his son is offering bhoga. Then offering bhoga, lot of kheer, lot of other sweets, sandes, fruits, everything. Now he's saying, oh, Alvarnath, Lord, I don't know mantra. I don't know how serving, how pleasing in you. You like, please come. He's sitting and eating, and I am, mother is sending prasadam, I am bringing and giving you, but I don't know anything, you please take. But a little later he's gone, looking, oh, everything is there, nothing, he's eating. So why not eating? Please come, he's holding hand, and come, sitting, eating. No answer. After he's crying, too much requesting, long time, after Alvarnath is eating, everything eating. Now he's taking empty gold plate, gold pots, many, many things. He's gone, mother saying, hey, what prasadam? To what prasadam? So I am sending bhoga. Say, Lord is eating. Lord is eating? In my life never see he is eating. Today you knew one, giving his lecture, God is eating. How possible this? You tell lie, you eating all. So how can I be eating? Look, I am very small and also lot of, how can I be eating? No, you distributing here and there. So no, but no belief. One day, two day, third, 3 day, like many days, 1 week. He every day giving, every day Alvarnath eating. Now his father is came, mother is complaining. His son is what doing, I don't know. Every day offering bhoga, in bringing one drop of, he's a god eating. What doing, I don't know. Now his father is hiding in back of this Alvarnath. Small place there, he's hiding. And he's offering bhoga, offering, and ask him, please come, eating, but not coming. Say, no, you eating, then beating me and killing me, my father, my mother. But that day, kheer is very hot and big pots. Now, Alvarnath is giving hand, eating for kheer, the fingers is burned, and touching lips, lips burned, and boils come. Also his father is come out, say, and holding hand, Alvarnath. Oh, you all eating then? What, you not left prasadam? What, how can all are maintaining? All are will be die. Then Alvarnath smiling, look, my finger has boils, lips is burned, you cannot sympathy, you not thinking about this, you thinking how you will maintain, I am world maintaining, but no maintaining you. That's okay. Your generation and your family, everybody births, getting liberation. No need more eating, no need more sitting, no more serving me. Then what happened? All Brahmin family, 100 family, bas, they are gone. Kabila, Eko Prajanam, Nirvan Loko, Mahakal Puram. Not other place. And only one this boy present. Maharaj is king. Maharaj looking only this boy. Asking what happened. Then he's telling everything. Gundicha, she's serving by Brajdevi's mood. But she's gone little distance. She's now every day in jungle. She's milking. And all, everything arranging. Jagannath Lord himself, he left in temple, he is going this lady's near. Old lady, every day Jagannath going, Baldev going, and drinking their buttermilk, eating their butter, and very happy with them. Pujaris are complaining, Maharaj near, Maharaj, Jagannath, where going, all are not know. his dirty cloth and broken cloth, every day giving new, and he's where going and coming, he very tired like. Then Maharaj is, Indrajit Maharaj next is doing tapasya. Then looking, Gundicha Devi, she is now become old like, but Brajavasi is, Braja Devi's mood with is, she is serving. This is called, this, Chilka, Satpala. There, she is staying in jungle and bank of ocean, hill station, there she is serving. Every day Jagannath Baladev going her near, and drinking buttermilk, eating butter, and eating many sweets, and telling Jagannath, anything the people offering him, and Jagannath giving this Gundicha. Gundicha what doing? She is serving only. She say, life to life, I am serving in you. You give me this mood. So now Mahaprabhu, this 15 days, Jagannath no darshan, then is coming this Alalnath. There, he is looking, how is Parabrahma, this, happy with this, this Braja Seva. There are no other mood. Therefore, Mahaprabhu singing, dancing, and rolling front of Alalnath, all stone is melting. And there, Mahaprabhu senses and looking. All villagers coming within Mahaprabhu big Sankirtanam. All this villagers, jungle, foresters, they are bringing Jagannath for what? Some roots, some fruits, some milk, some yogurt, some kheer offering. And Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur came here. Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur also this. Madanakya Mahabhava with this. He is senseless. Devotees are many with him. The Prabhupada gone only jungle. Everything going bathroom. But no, he is gone darshan, jungle, and he is senseless. Bhaktas are gone looking. All Ashati Vikar with this. Prabhupada is now changing color. Romancha Kampa Pulaka Seda Vaivarna. After the starting kirtan, like Mahaprabhu, Hunkar Garjanu with his dancing, like Prabhupada is starting this ecstasy and dancing. So Mahaprabhu, this place is gone. Then Mahaprabhu looking this Alvarnath, Alalnath, why he is alone? He is like this Braja Seva and Braja Devi's mood and natural love. No like artificial decoration and so-called this mantra tantra. Mahaprabhu telling Asarja Sitil Prame Nahimur Prita. Any a lot of opulence and Asarja, their natural love is lost, gone. No, there is pure love. So now Mahaprabhu 15 days there, Alalnath, but front of Alalnath doing kirtan, after Mahaprabhu nearby, one lake, this is called Radhakunda. Mahaprabhu there bathing, swimming, and all looking, cows are, thousand cows, not one, two, everybody coming, they are mooing and coming Mahaprabhu's near. All birds are coming. And there Mahaprabhu starting this kirtan. Swarup Damodar, Rai Ramanand Prabhu. All Rajyatra before, bhaktas are came. Everybody with his Mahaprabhu starting kirtan. Baninath, Gopinath, they are nearby Bintapur, Ramanandar Rai, Murari Maiti, Sikhi Maiti, Madhavi Devi is this area. Mahaprabhu saying, this Madhavi Devi and Murari Maiti, Sikhi Maiti, everybody is Braja Parikar. This Braja Seva for, darshan for Mahaprabhu coming this Alalnath, Alvarnath. Alone, this Gopinath. Where? In this Aitota, Gadadhar Pandit there. But he has no playing center. But this Brahmagiri is all playing center. Very nice. going Chilka, Satpada, many villages, there is all places, everybody's natural love for Jagannath, this Alarnath. Big festival. All are going sometime, like it's behind thousand people is coming, all villagers coming. Starting Kirtan, they are natural dancing. Little giving prasadam, how much they happy. Hearing Harikatha, glories, how much they are pleased. So Mahaprabhu, 15 days there is bathing this Radha Kundo. This Kundo, Sarobar, very bigger, very nice, clean water. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes senseless, sometimes all Brajalila Mahaprabhu remembering. And just now hearing Petagaon, Chaturbhuj Swarupaj is giving darshan, but for everybody is Chaturbhuj, but no Radharani is for. They are not possible, he is Chaturbhuj. Chaturbhuj means also understanding. Dibhuj means Muralidhar Samsundar. Chaturbhuj means which is two hand Mahalakshmi, two hand is Narayan. Then she is Chaturbhuj, he is Chaturbhuj. But Radharani came, then Lakshmi hiding, Lakshmi running, then two hand is gone. Then he, Shyamsundar, Muralidhar. So somebody Chaturbhuj, somebody Shalabhuj, somebody Ashtabhuja. But main is Dibhuj, Muralidhar, Shyamsundar. So Mahaprabhu near is not possible, Mahalakshmi staying, she is hiding. So this Brahmagiri, Brahma secret meeting for his Devasabha. Many important things for Brahma doing tapasya, Lord Narayan near, Lord Narayan giving darshan. Indradyumna Maharaj, Purna darshan for came here and giving darshan, Alarnath. After Gundicha Devi came, after this seva is running, continue forever. Mahaprabhu Lila time, to, this is more developed, now is very highlight. Anyhow, after Mahaprabhu, 15 days after, coming back, Gundicha Day. Now, tomorrow hearing, next.
Hari Hari Kobe Mora Hoi Besudinma Demo Hoi Besudinma Bhajri Bhashri Radha Krishna haya premati সুযন্ত্রে মিশায়া গাব সুমধুরতান আনন্দে করিব জুহার রূপ গুণ গাম রাধিকা গোবিন্দ বলি কালিব উচ্চস্বরে ভিজিবে সকল অঙ্গ নয়নে রণীরে এইবার করুণা কর রূপ সনাতন রূপ সনাতন রাঘুনাথ দাস মোর শ্রীজীব জীবন শ্রীজীবন এইবার করুণা কর ললিতা বিশাখা সখ্যা ভাবে শ্রী দামা সু বলায়তি সবে মিলি কর দয়া পুরুক মোরাশ পুরুক মোরায়াস প্রার্থনা কর এ সদা নরোত্তম দাস হরি হরি কবে মোর হইবে সুদিন ভজিব শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ হাইয়া প্রেম দীন হাইয়া প্রেম দীন হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে রাম রাম হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে Rama Rama Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
जय श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधर्वगिरिधारी राघवनाथ बिहारी जीव की जय श्री सचनंदन गौर की जय तलाशन मुक्तिदान श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज की जय तलाशन वामन गोस्वाई महाराज तलाशमत प्रज्ञान किशोर साई महाराज तलाशमत प्रभुपाद सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर जय तलाशन गौर कृष्णदास बाबू जी महाराज जय तलाशमत ठाकुर की जय तलाशन जगन्नाथ दास बाबू जी महाराज की जय श्री समस्त स्वरूपान कार्य गुरु हर की जय तलाशिव भक्त वेदांत त्रिक्रम महाराज की जय तलाश मुक्ति गौरविंद महाराज जय तलाश मुक्ति साई महाराज की अश्ल प्रभुपाद परिकर वृंद की जय बलदेव वित्त भूषण प्रभु की जय श्री विष्णुनाथ ठाकुर पाद की जय उत्तम श्रीनिवास श्यामानंद प्रभु त्राय की जय श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय श्री चैतन्य चेताम चैतन्य भागवत की जय रूप सनातन मठ रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ सक साई प्रभु की जय लोकनाथ दास गोस्वामी गौरव गोस्वामी जय सौदान राय रमनंदादि गौर पाश वृंद की जय Jai Shri Radha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Sri Thakur Padi Jai Namacharya Sri Das Thakur Jai Prince Kahu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Sri Thakur Padi Jai Sri Kimaiti Madhavi Devi Murari Mahiti Ki Jai Jai Shri Antar Deep Mayapur Sri Antar Deep Godhani Madhavi Kuldeep Vritti Vijayani Bhavadanti Vritti Bhatmangla Madhavi Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Radha Krishna Gopa Govindavasana 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 Gopa धाम जय संपदा चारिंदी जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंदी समय श्री गौर भक्तविंदी जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।